We are continuing our shiurim on Shah Kavanot. We're doing Dosh Purim over here. In Dosh Purim, we are starting by the words Vihine Af Bizman Dormita. So we explained last time that there's a process. Maybe we'll explain again. So we know that one of the most important ways in order that the new level should be created is through a process called the Nesira. I'm going to briefly explain without getting into too much detail. So the Arizal explains to us in many different areas, and especially in Drush Rosh Hashanah, that when we speak about the going to the next level, the essence is the Nesira. Now what is the Nesira is, as we know in Parashat Bereshit, as we explained last time, Adam Chava, according to one pshat in the Gemara, right? Machlok, I think if I'm not mistaken, between Rav Shmuel, whether du patsufim or they are or Shir Chava was the son of Adam Rishon. But be that as it may, there was an Isira, meaning there was a part of Adam Rishon which was taken away from him. So let's just take, for example, the du patsufim configuration over there, and we find that Chava is back to back with Adam Rishon. So she was Adam Rishon for all intents and purposes. She was not Chava yet. She was one entity called Adam Rishon. He had to go to sleep. There was an operation being done over there, and there was a splitting of Adam Rishon from the back. Chava then was separated, and the back was closed of Adam Rishon, and then the Chava was placed in front of him in order for them to make a union. Now, this is exactly the concept of what we speak about in the Patsufim called Ach Ba'ach and Panim B'Panim. Meaning that they are one against the other, and then they finally go forwards. Now, once they are Panim B'Panim, then they can make a union, and from the union comes a new entity called a Vlad, a birth of a new entity. That's a new stage, the new life, the new growth. And that is, in terms of spirituality, that is the new Shefa. The new energy which is produced through this union and passed over by this union into the lower worlds, and that gives our growth. Sort of you're watering the plants. But you have to go to the source of the water in order to nurture the plants, in order for them to grow. So that's exactly what's happening. Now, in order for this to happen, this tremendous stage of growth to happen, there has to be a dormita, because you don't operate on someone while they're still awake. It's a very painful process, and the surgeon, and this also just a emotional headgear, the surgeon cannot operate properly when the patient is there moving about on the operation table. Things have to be rearranged, things have to be organized in a way that everything is quiet, everything is there in front of the surgeon in order for him to do his job. Now what we're doing over here, we're creating the new keli, we're creating the new vessel, because in order to receive Shefa, you have to understand, you have to have a vessel. Now you have a vessel there. So why do you need to create a new vessel? Because we want to make it bigger. We want to go to the next stage. Well, you want to receive more things into this vessel. And therefore, you have to go through a zman of dormita, this operation stage, in order to open up that vessel, to take, remove from it, and to add, in order for it to grow, in order to add to it on a better and a higher intensity. Zav and Nukva are two patsufim, which are Ach Ba'ach. In order for them to grow, in order for them to go Panim B'Panim, there has to be this dark stage of going to sleep, that means inactivity. That means there's no activity there. And as we know, that the patsufim of Zav and Nukva are actually our Shmira. That means they are sholet on us. Their job is to protect us. Now, the problem of going to the new stage is that there is a stage called the dormita, inactivity, and that would translate mean there's no shmir on us. There's no, sort of the guardian angel has just turned his back there. He's gone to sleep, right? The guard, which is supposed to be guarding the palace, now he's gone to sleep. Now, that is a different, that's a very dangerous stage. It usually only happens for not a very long amount of time. And once the passive wakes up, it's on a completely different level. Now, with that little introduction, let's try to read this and try to understand what he's saying here. So one thing that we know is that, again, there are two partners, Zachar and Nekeva, Zav and Nukva. Who is the Domita done to? It's done to the Zachar, which is Zav. But then Nekeva, Nekeva Yeshena. The Nekeva parts, the Koach of the Nekeva. She does not go to sleep. Ki az mistalikim amochim in azav v'nechnasim binugva adraba. What happens is that when Zah sleeps, and it's when a person sleeps, what happens is all his consciousness, except for a very minute part, as the Chazal says, shishim, it's like a person is tasting, toan tam mita, he's tasting the tam of mitas, he's left with minimal livelihood. Where's all that livelihood, or all that consciousness go? To go to Nugva. She's going to absorb all that liveliness from him, and the source of that life is coming actually from Avavima. Avavima will no longer be mashpia on Zah, but rather they're going to be mashpia on Nukva. The nichnasim bin Nukva kedei lehavnot livnot v'taken partzuf. Now, why is this done? There's another side issue over here. Is that we know that Nukva, we see this in Drush Laila, that Nukva is a Nekuda Ketana. She is one tenth of the, as we know, she's a Malchut that came out from the Naim Da'ak. She's only one little Sfira. Now, how do you mizaveg with a Ketana? Can't be. It's not possible. So the only way to do it is to build up the Ketana. Now how do you build her up? You build her up by giving her Shefa. That's exactly what's happening over here. That Nukva, that Zah goes to sleep. All the Shefa is going to where? To Nukva. Why is it going to Nukva? Now besides of building up Zah as well and getting up new Shefa, but as well what we're doing over here is building up Nukva. She's going to get extra Shefa than she usually doesn't get. Usually she gets the Shefa from Zah. Now she's getting Shefa directly from Ima. So she's going from a Nekuda Ketana to a full-fledged Partzuf. And only then can she have a chance to go Panim v'Panim b'Zah to make a Zivug. That's the Indian over here. Let's read that again. Kedei she'tuchal la'azor Panim v'Panim. As you explained. Now, we said there's a little technical problem over here, because when Zah goes to sleep, who's going to take care of us? Where's the Shmira Elyona that is going to be taken? So he says over here that Nukva is going to take over the job. It's not as strong, it's not as powerful as the Shmira that we find from Zah, but nevertheless there is still a Shvira. And this is the whole essence of Mordechai HaTzadik. Mordechai was this Ha'ara, which was his spiritual counterpart, or we can say that this was his roots of his neshama. That was exactly was the Shmiran Klali. So that's how big he was. He was a big tzaddik. But why was a big tzaddik? Because in the spiritual world, his neshama was a tremendous neshama. Was able to guard on all Klali Yisrael through the system, which as we just explained over here. Let's continue. The kinnire. Those, by the way, who have the tiv kavanot, we're on page tetvav. The kirot et aman et Mordechai. Now, when going back to our story here, I'm a man seeing Mordechai. Because he was the Ara which was coming out protecting Klal Yisrael, he confided with his wife. Now, okay, usually it's a good idea to speak to your wife and ask her for advice, but this is not a normal wife, as he'll explain. He also talked to his 365 advisors. Amman was a very powerful man, second to the king, and this king was ruler on the world, tremendously powerful, and he had 365 advisors. And then he's turning to his wife. Interesting. V'amu chazal ki zera ishto hayta machshefa gdola ve'etzata shkula mekol shlosha me'od shishim v'chamesh yotzav. And she wasn't just a normal wife, simple wife. She was a tremendous witch. Let's call her that. But not in the witch in the sense that she can pull a rabbit out of her hat, you know, a magician. But rather, she knew all the celestial entities and powers and how to manipulate them. She was tremendously gifted in that. And her reasoning and her advice was worth all of the 365 advisors all together, put together. That's how tremendously wise she was. And they came out with the following reasoning and advice for Haman. To hang him, and to hang him on the tree, specifically. To kill him in a way that he's hanging on a tree. What does that represent? He explains. Is that all they could advise him to do? Because he was being bothered. Mordechai wasn't bowing to Haman, therefore, just kill him. Anybody could give him that such advice. So what was so great about that advice? So he explains, well, who's Zanav, Zanavash, and Nachash? Hemsha Regel Akuf, Mubat Zlenu, the Kinniske, the Sefer Zohar, Sheer Shirim, the Dives. So the reason doesn't give us tremendously, it doesn't go into depth into this concept over here, but we have something which is called the tail of the snake, and that is the kuf of the sheker. Sheker, there's a kuf there with one leg. One leg doesn't balance very well because it's sheker doesn't really balance. It doesn't hold up for too long. And that's the lies and that's the evil which is there in this world. And it's also mentioned in the Zohar. So Bikitsu, let me just read you out what he says over here in the Tiva Kavanot. It's a tam she'elu litlot et Mordechai o mekavanatam aya leachnis et Mordechai b'bechinat kali. What they wanted to do as follows, and not the fact they just wanted to kill him. Kill him, you know, that's an easy thing. But what they wanted to do was more than that. They knew that Mordechai was a very powerful man. They knew the shorish of the neshama of Mordechai was stemming from the highest spiritual realms and was actually protecting Klal Yisrael. So really, in essence, what they were after is to remove this protection in order for them to attack Klal Yisrael. And the way they had to do that was, in order to remove this protection on Klal Yisrael, that was their main goal. And there's a secondary goal which is very, very important as well. And then the concept is that there's a negative entity called the Chitzoniut. And the way they source themselves, let's call them the mafia, right, of the spiritual world. The way they source themselves, the way they survive, is by being yonik from Kedusha. By sapping into the internal energies of the spiritual world. That's how they survive. So there's Kedusha, and either the Kedusha goes to the right places, which is Klal Yisrael and all the spiritual world, or and unfortunately sometimes that the Kedusha can slip out for the hands of the Mekumot HaKedushim and go into the negativity of the world called the Klipot, and thereby increasing their increasing their powers. It's called the Aliyah Drama. They're giving them the upper hand. So their deep kavana was here actually to source their terrible energies. All of these people, Haman, Zeresh, Ishto, all the Mekashefim that were associated with them, and the Aseret Mnei Aman, all were deeply entrenched in the Klipot, in the evil, in the Samach Mem. In order to source their powers, they needed to zap in and to be yonik from the Kedusha. And what more Kedusha, powerful Kedusha can they find from them than the Neshama of Mordechai? If they can utilize his Neshama as a source of energy, empower themselves with it, that would be the greatest success that they can have. And therefore, by hanging on this tree, the Zanava, the Nachash meaning the source of all impurity, which created all these impurity and created the downfall of Adam Rishon, which is the source of all impurities. The Zanav, which is the lowest part of that means the most impure part, the most powerful of the impurity, to hang him up on that, meaning that the Zanav should be soaking in all the Kedusha of Mordechai, which would be the greatest success that they could ever hope to achieve. And that was the deep Kavanah of them hanging Mordechai on the tree. וזה העת שהכין לו עת שהוא בחינת זנה ונחש הרומז לרגל של הקוף which is dormant to the קוף הנמשכת למטה שמורה על היות הרגל הקוף יורד לקלי שמקומו למטה because the קוף goes all the way down below the line, the leg goes all the way down representing pointing to down to the lower worlds. ורוצו להכניס את מותך לבחינה זו ועל ידי זה יתבטלו את כוחו ויוכלו לשלוט עליו חזה שלום. In order to enslave him, his neshama, not only his physical body, but also his neshama, to enslave that pure neshama and enclose it into the Kali, into the lower world, that was their idea. בדי בזה. Now, it continues. ואם חזה שלום כך היה לי, if that would happen, says Ariza, יוכל אחר כך לבאר לאבד את צונאים של ישראל. They would have succeeded חז ושולם in conquering כלל ישראל. ואז השם יתברה ברחמה והיא הערת עליונה והיא גדולת מודחי ואסתר. So what did חז ושולם do? He saved the day. He made that a special light should come out in order for them to be saved from the grasps of these klipot, which is Haman, Achashverot, Zeret Ishto, Ve'aset Mi Banav Shel Haman, Val Yadam Nasu Yisrael Min Hatzara Gedolai Kemo Shenizba'er. And because of that, Klal Yisrael. So he shined two lights, powerful lights, increased the light of Mordechai, and created this light called Esther. And due to that, created tremendous light, was able to defeat the powers of evil, and therefore giving the upper hand to Kedusha and lowering the hand of Tuma. Well, it sounds like a tremendous theme over here, right? The powers of good against the powers of evil. But that's exactly what's happening over here. And this is the sod of all of Purim. That's why Purim is higher than any other regal we have. And the whole entire year, as the Midrash tells us, that all the regalim, the moedim will be batel except for Purim. Purim is the only regal, the only moed that we'll have will stay forever. I'll explain more about this. Why is it so special, Purim, as opposed to any other day of the year? And he continues here on page Tet Zayin. Zeh inyan Mordechai Arato. This is the inyan of Mordechai and his hara. Da kinei bezman domita deza lo bilvad yotzi mochim deza mitzad naidima v'nichnitzim binug rachel v'yotah acho b'acho ele gam mochim de naid haba besod v'yiven Hashem Elokim et atzela da haba v'ima v'nimsa kemo v'yot ha'mochim ha'em toch za היו יוצאים מהם שני אורות בחוץ
ובחינת הארד מוכים לאבא יוצא יעקב מצד פנים דזר, ובחינת הארד מוכים לאמא יוצא רחל מצד אחריו, גם אותה יוצאת רחל נקבל דזר שני הארד אלו, וגם כן בלי ספק לא עוד אלא שיביאותם מוכים נזכרים תוך נקבה נתוספה בחינת הארד שלישית, מה שאין כביותה תוך זר. והנה, והוא, כי הנה, באותם תוכזה היה יסוד אימא נשלם בחזה דזה, ויסוד האבא הוא יותר ארוך כנוד, ונשלם בסיום יסוד דזה ממש, ולא היה יוצא חוץ ליסוד כלל, אבל אתה, ויותם הולכים מתוך נוגבה, אשר יסודה של הנוגבה קצר, מוכרח הוא שיסוד האבא יתפשב ויצא מחוץ ליסוד נוגבה לחוץ, ויתקלה הערתו בגילוי גמור לגמרי.
Okay, so let's explain. That's a tremendous concept over here. And this is where what we just read now is the essence of all Purim. And it's as follows. That we know that when the Domita happened, as we explained, all the Shefa which was originally in, which is called Mochin, this Shefa which is called the Mochin, the Zah, which originally was in Zah, now as he's sleeping, obviously his consciousness leaves him, all this Shefa leaves him, goes into where? Into Nukva, his counterpart. And we said through this it builds up Nukva. Now how is exactly this technically happened? So let me explain how this is happening. In the parts of Nukva, this also can be applied to Zah as well. But let's speak about Nukva. Nukva is made out of 10 Sefirot. As we know the 10 Sefirot, there's a right calf, a right line, a left line and a middle line. In the right line is called Chachan. Chochma Chesed Netzach. On the left line is called Baga, which is called Bina Gvot and Hod. And the middle line is called Dati, Dat Tiferet Yesod. Those are the nine Sefirot, the nine main Sefirot of Nukva. At Mimele, in order to grow the parts of, you need Shefa from Elav, from on top of it. The part which is on top of Ima and also Zah is the part of a call, let's call it Ima. Ima, in order to grow this lower part of, has to be machnis into the lower part of, it's called the Nahi of Ima. That means the Netzah, Hod, Yesod of Ima has to go into the lower part of in order to grow that part of. Now, how do we get 3 into 9? Netzach, Hod, Yesod, there's 3 Sefirot of Ima. How is that going to go into 9 Sefirot of Nukva to grow properly? So we're saying as follows, that the Netzach of Ima, we're going to subdivide that into 3 parts. Top part, middle part, and lower parts. We're going to subdivide her Hod the exact same way, 3 parts, and Yesod into 3 parts. So therefore we have 9 parts of Ima. That means 3 in Netzach, 3 in Hod, 3 in Yesod. I'm going to go into the 9 parts of Nukva. Very simple. Therefore, we're going to have the 3 parts of Netzach of Ima, Perek Elyon, Perek Emsal, Perek Tachton, which is going to go into the Chachan of Nukva. Well, on the left-hand side, we will have the Hod of Ima, which is Perek Elyon, Perek Emsal, Perek Tachton of Ima. We're going to go into the 3 parts of Nukva's left calf, which is the Baga. And then finally, the 3 chalakim of Yesod are going to go into the Dati of Nukva. That's how the Shefa goes into Nukva. Now, we have to understand there's a fundamental difference between a male Patsuf and a female Patsuf. And what is that? The fundamental difference between a male Patsuf and a female Patsuf is fundamentally found in the Yesod. And the Yesod. We know the Yesod of a male Patsuf is long and the female's Yesod is short. Therefore, it comes out that if you are introducing into the lower Patsuf, we have to first establish what is that Patsuf, if it's a female or masculine. We also have to be aware that what is this Patsuf Elyon? Is it masculine or feminine? And the answer to the latter is that it's both. That we know that Ima is being mashpia on the lower part. So, but we have to know as well that Abba there in the background. That means the chef of Abba is Nahi. It's going to be Machnisef into the Nahi the Ima. Now let's focus on the middle calf. The middle calf of Abba, that means specifically focusing on the Yesod Abba, is actually longer than the Yesod of Ima, as we said. The Yesod of parts of a Nekev, female parts of it, is not long. It's only actually a perik and a shlish. And the Yesod Abba can be split into three prakim. So it comes out that when the Yesod of Abba is machnis itself into the Yesod of Ima, it's protruding outwards. And therefore, when these two Yesodot go into the parts of let's say, Zah, so therefore, the end of the Yesod Abba is going to be protruding and going into the Yesod of Zah. But no further than that. Masha'enken, with these two parts of Abba of Ima, will be machnis the Yesodot into the parts of Nukva, which is also a Nekeva. Therefore, the Yesod Abba is going to be protruding through the Yesod of Ima and then through the Yesod of Nukva. And then sticking out will be the Yesod of Abba by itself. So you can ask me, well, Manaf Kamino, whether they're by itself or it's covered over, what's the difference? The huge difference. Because if you have the Yesod of Abba coming out into this world, because the parts of a nukva is malchut, that's this world, that's a tremendous aliyah, because in the whole year we have no connection with Abba whatsoever, ki huzeh. Purim is the only time that we can actually get a connection with Abba. Because we find that Domita happens, Zah goes to sleep, Nukva takes over the Ashkacha, the protection of Klal Yisrael and running Klal Yisrael, and in the background of Nukva to grower, you're going to have the Ashpa, the Nukva is b'mashpia from Ima, and in Ima comes Abba. And therefore, the chef of Abba will be mashpia through Ima into Nukva and out of Nukva and into us directly. And that is the Yesod of Purim. A Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, because you can ask me a question that it doesn't this happen every day? We know that Nesiyah happens every day. We actually see it three times a day in the word Ba'ahava in Shmona Esre. We do it all the time, the Nesiyah and the Binyan of Nuk and so on and so forth. We do that all the time. So what is Purim more special than every single day? Of a tefillah shel chol. The answer is that the Aharat of Purim was, and the Chiddush of Purim was that Yesod Abba should stay there all day long, which usually doesn't happen. Usually, what this Musag of Nesira and the Yetzirah of Abba happens for a fraction of a second. The time it takes you to say the word Ba'Abba in the first bracha, how long does it take you? A fraction of a second. By that time, Zah woke up and retakes his position, and Zah removes itself from Nukva and goes into Zah, and therefore covering over the Yesod Abba. Therefore, this great Ashpa of Abba is covered over. There's no longer this great Ashpa. Mashen can pull him this Arah stay the whole entire day. Tremendous Aliyah, absolutely tremendous. That's exactly what we just read over here. Maybe we'll just read it over again quickly to understand this Yesod. The Inyan Mordechai Baratan. This is the whole Inyan of Mordechai. What does it have to do with Mordechai? Because Mordechai is representing this Yesod Abba which is coming out. The Shefa, which giving Aliyah a great Shefa into Klal Yisrael and for it to win the world, win the wars in Shushan and other places when they were attacked by the Goyim. That. I'm on page Ted Zion again. I'm just reading over the lines. Da kina abizman domita de za lo bivad yotzi mochim de za mitzad nahi de ima. Not only do we have the nahi de ima going to the into za. Sorry, lo bivad yotzi that the imas come out from za. Ve'nichnas medu Rachel biyuta ach ba'ach.
Ela gam ochim de naida abba abba. Even the naida abba is just coming out of the and going into nugva. And more specifically, we're focused on the yisod the abba. Besod yiven Hashem elokim et tzela. Right, this is the midrash in the Zohar and Parshas Bereishit that we're building up Chava by putting him to sleep and her and the Nukva is going to appear. So Vayiven Hashem referring back to Abba, Elohim, which is referring to Ima, Et Atzela, which refers to Nukva. It means Abba and Nukva are being bone, building up Nukva. Da Abba v'Ima. And that's what the Zohar says. This is Abba v'Ima. Hashem Elokeinu is Abba v'Ima. V'nimtza. Ki. Kimo biot amochim ahem toch za. Kol zman the mochim ofal into za. Hayu yotzim mehem shnei orot l'chutz. Then the two arot come out from chutz into za. They come from Abba v'Ima into za. בחינת הארת מוחים דאבא יוצא יעקב מצד פנים לזעם. And what would come out from this? יעקב. This is another part, so we're not going to go into all the details about יעקב. ובחינת הארת מוחים דאמא יוצא רחל מצד אחורה. And also another part of רחל, which is in the back of זעם, from the dat to the chazé, that is רחל. That came out from the ארה of אמא. That's a side point. גם אתה, now, at this particular stage, יוצא מרחל נוגבה דזה שני הרות אלו, גם כן, now, בלי הפסק, now also in נוגבה, זה is sleeping. All the שבע comes out of זה goes into נוגבה, and also these, all these great tremendous הרות come out, this powerful שבע comes out from נוגבה. ולא עוד, אלא ביות מוחים נזכרים בתוך נוגבה, נצלות סוף בחינת הארץ שלישית, מה שאין כן ביות בתוך זה. Now there's an additional fast that comes out from נוגבה, which did not, was not included in זה. והוא כנאה ביותם בתוך זה, היה יסוד אמא נשלה וחזד זה, ויסוד האבא שהיה יותר ארוך, יסוד אמא goes into יסוד זה, but יסוד of אבא also is there and protrudes outwards from the Yisod Zah. Keno that shu nishlam siyum Yisod Zah mamash, because it comes flush with Zah, but the Ahara continues outwards. Velo ayam yotze mechutz li Yisod Zah. The actual Yisod Abba does not come out. Aval atav yot mochim toch hanukva, asher Yisod shela nukvi katser, mochach hu sheYisod Zah yitpashet yotze lechu mechutz liYisod nukva. So therefore, the Ara isn't the bechinat Yisod nukva nukvi is katser, is short. It protrudes outwards and gives the Ara on the entire world. V'titgale Arato b'gilui gamur legamre. And that will completely make the difference between the Shefa going into Zah and the Shefa going to Nukva, which he no longer has his protection, but the Ara, the great Ara of Zah, comes out from that position altogether. Okay, let's continue a few more lines. Venoda. Ki ma shaya mitlabesh b'yasod Zah hu b'chinat atara shel yasod Abba. So could you just imagine that the Yisod Zah is going, the Yisod Abba, which is two parts. There's the Tered Yisod, as we know, and the actual Yisod. Both of those parts, the Tered Yisod and the actual Yisod of Abba, are going into the identical places of Zah, into the Tered Yisod as well. ואין סבי כי הרע הזו נגלית ממלכות דאבא היא הרע גדולה עד מאוד. The fact that I was coming down to Zah is a tremendous חידוש. For example, the Abdil, the Gadol Ador comes to visit you. It's a tremendous uplift. A tzaddik Ador comes to visit you, gives you a bracha. You completely feel uplifted. Tremendous experience. To be attached to such a tzaddik is a tremendous experience, both mentally and also spiritually. Le'avdim ben elav avdol, when you have Abba, which is two generations away from Zah, comes to visit him,
and comes out from him, that's a tremendous uplifting experience. Therefore, says the Arizal, the neshorish and neshama of Mordechai was the hara of Abba. That is the whole chiddush, and therefore he was able, with this tremendous power, with this connection to his source, which was the roots of his neshama, in Abba. So the Ara came out from Abba, representing the powers of Mordechai manifesting himself in the world, in his world of Shushan, and gave him the powers to save all Klal Yisrael. That's what I call him. That's the Yisod of Purim, right there in a nutshell. Tremendous. Tremendous idea. Let's continue. V'zeh nirmaz b'shem Mordechai. This is what the Gemara says anyways. The Gemara in Chulin Kuf Lamed Tet. She'amar Chazal, the Chachamim said, U'lashon Mordechia. The Gemara says, Minayin, where do we, the Mordechai, the Merum is in the Torah. The Gemara says, Mordechia, Mordechia. Mordechia. And who Targum? And the Targum of that is Mar Doror. Mar Doror. Mar is a bosom. Sort of sort of perfume. These granules. Doror means naki. Naki. It was a pure smell. Pure, a good smelling essence. Gam nikra Mor Over. It's also another we find in Shir Shirim. Moreover, that it was going onwards, that this scent, good, this delicious scent of this power called Mal Doror was going over, was passing. The Inyan Hu, and what is this Mo trying to tell us here? Ki Arad Gedola Hi, the strong essence of this power, which is coming up from the Yisod de Abba, as we explained. Hi Mal Doror Zach V'Naki B'Tachlit. It was a tremendous awe that was tremendously intense. And it came out from the Yisod Nukva and outwards. That's the scent. The scent was spreading all over. And therefore that's dormant to the Ara, the Shef, the energy was spreading out from the Yisod of Abba outside of Nukva, while Zah was in a state of Domita, sleeping away. Nukva was there doing the Ashkacha, and Abba protruding over there, and all the great powers coming out from Abba. This is so the Pasuk, V'yadai notfu mor. And the Pasuk said in Shir Shirim, V'yadai notfu mor, V'ezbo'otai mor. Moreover. Obeze tavin ma'alat Mordechai. And this was a tremendous advantage Mordechai had. That's why he was able to climb the material ladder as well. He was second to the king afterwards. Pasuk in the Megillah, that Mordechai went in front of the Melech. Who's the Melech? The Melech is Zah. The Melech is Zah, and he went in front. It means the Harad of Yisod the Abba went in front of Zah. The Maskil Yavin called Prote HaPasuk V'inyan Yetziyat Zu Milifnei HaMelech. Hi Rachel Yetziyat Zu Milifnei HaMelech Hi Rachel. So it's explained a bit differently than that. So I told you Zah was the Melech, but rather you can also explain on the Nukva side that Zah would be Rachel, and therefore he went, the Yisod the Abba went in front of Rachel. Vater Zahav Gdola, what does that mean? That Ter Zahav, the crown of the gold was great. Mitzad Atara Yisod Abba, that's referring to Yatad Yisod Abba. Lachen Nikra Gdola, Ki Achesed Vachochma Mikra Gdola. Besod Agadola Gibor Ve'anora, because the Chesed and the Gvura and the Tiferet was all coming out. Gam Amamik Yaskil Yot Meshevet Binyamin v'daibize. Also, if somebody thinks about it deeply, we find that the shorosh of the neshama of Mordechai was actually from Binyamin. Binyamin, you know, we trace back Mordechai is actually coming from Binyamin. And Binyamin is, the Arizal tells us, Yesod Nukva. So there was an attachment between Mordechai and Binyamin, means Yesod Abba and Nukva. Okay, good. I think we'll stop it here for now. We'll continue next time.